At a national climate change conference in Cairns, scientists say that global warming may actually mean fewer cyclones in far north Queensland. One study from the CSIRO predicts that rising temperatures could halve the frequency of tropical cyclones. But the scientists warn that the storms could be more intense. Meredith Griffiths reports.
As Cyclone Yasi lashed Queensland in February, many people wondered if the severity of the storm could be blamed on global warming, and whether there'd be more and worse to come. Today, scientists meeting in Cairns have answered part of that question. They say climate change may in fact lead to fewer cyclones.
We've looked at the outputs from something like 12 climate models, and these are regional climate models that we're focusing just over Australia, and we're finding an approximate 50% decrease in the frequency of occurrence of cyclones affecting our region. The reduction that we're talking about is by the end of the 21st century. There is a smaller reduction earlier on, but it gets more intense with time.
Debbie Abbs is a principal research scientist for the CSIRO's Marine Atmospheric Research Division, and she says although there may be fewer storms, they could be more severe.
The intensity of the storms that we will get in the future is likely to be more intense. So of those smaller number of cyclones, the proportion of them that will occur in the severe categories will actually be greater. If we had, say, 10% of storms at the present time that were, say, the most extreme categories, so the severe storm categories, then in the future we might have 12 or 15%. And when they occur in the more intense categories, there is associated with strong winds, and there's likely to be accompanied by more rainfall occurring with those storms as well.
Dr. Abbs's research is supported by another study coming out of the University of Melbourne. Meteorologist Kevin Walsh has done different modelling, but it also predicts fewer cyclones.
We're getting about a 20% reduction for tropical cyclone numbers in the Australian region sometime towards the end of the 21st century.
Will that reduction be due to rising temperatures?
It's likely that that reduction is related, yes, to large-scale changes in the tropical atmosphere due to rising temperatures.
But Associate Professor Walsh says future cyclones may cause more damage through flooding.
Along the coast, there's likely to be sea level rise. So I guess the point that I'm making with coastal effects is that even if there's no changes at all to tropical cyclone intensities or numbers, coastal inundation due to tropical cyclones is likely to increase in a warmer world because of sea level rise.
Dr. Scott Power from the Bureau of Meteorology has been looking at all recorded cyclones in the Cairns area since 1872. He told the conference today, even though there have been some severe cyclones in the past few seasons, overall the number has fallen. Dr. Power says that may be about to change.
There have been decades in the recent past where we didn't have any landfalling severe tropical cyclones at all, whereas in the early 1900s, for example, we had 7 or 8 in given decades. So it has been a quiet period. But I'm not aware of any strong evidence to suggest that these decadal changes are predictable to any extent. And so one of our conclusions was that it would be imprudent to suppose that the very low landfalling rates observed in recent decades will necessarily continue. Planning should therefore reflect the possibility of a rapid return to much higher landfall rates. They won't necessarily be much higher, but the possibility exists.
While Dr. Power's work is specific to Cairns, he says studies of broader areas add weight to his colleagues' findings that climate change will lead to fewer but more intense cyclones.
Meredith Griffiths.